mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever.
And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 95. On the outside edge, Moore went after it, came up empty, and the Brewers have won 11 in a row. The best record in baseball belongs to Milwaukee. A 6-0 shutout of the Mariners to take game one of this series. The Brewers' 10th shutout of 2025. 20 games above 500 at 60-40, and the Brewers lead the NL Central over the Cubs. What a night in Seattle. The winning streak continues for the crew.
Lane Grindle on the call.
Don't do it.
Brewers Radio Network, 620 WTMJ. 11 in a row for your Milwaukee Brewers.
Don't do it.
6-0 over Seattle. And tonight, on the line, in Seattle, with the Miz on the mound.
Don't do it.
Free hamburgers.
You did it. Idiot.
You did it. You said this yesterday, and they just went out and dominated the Mariners last night.
Never get too high, never get too low.
I'm getting high over free hamburgers. Let me tell you that, pal.
He crossed the line, didn't he?
No. Heavens.
Well, where's the line?
There is no line.
Yes, there is.
The Brewers, okay, you want to know why there is no line?
Why?
So the Brewers have won their 11th game in a row. This is from Bob Nightingale on Twitter. And I understand people don't necessarily trust Bob, but these are just cold hard facts, all right, that Bob happened to put out there.
These aren't news.
So,
hold on.
So if I talked about the one thing that I did last time when they were at, what, 9 or 10, people were calling me a jinx because of what I said.
Yeah.
Now it's okay for me to say it?
We determined 10 was the point of where you get to talk about it.
I'm not talking about 12. I'm talking about 20. When do you start talking about that?
Oh, I mean, we got to get past hamburgers first.
Why is my thing a jinx and yours isn't?
Because I don't get anything free if they win, what is it, hey, 20, hey, 21 in a row?
If also, it's because free, you're it's trying me. To jinx.
That's part of it.
Why does he know that? I really don't like you. Am I that transparent with my brain now?
Yes.
All right,
now?
Fair.
You've always been this transparent.
Okay, fair. When's the last time this happened in sports? Where you have a team that wasn't even supposed to preseason, not even make the playoffs. The under-over was 83 games. Just a complete swing and a miss by the pundits. With this team. And I know there's still, 60 games left or so?
Yeah, 62 left. Brewers have played 100 games. The last time the Brewers had baseball's best record this late in the season, Chew, was 1982.
Baseball's best? I mean, wow.
They have the best record in baseball. Last time that happened this late in the season was 1982, which obviously was a magical season for the Brewers. This also ties the 1979 team for the Brewers' most wins through 100 games, 60-40.
Is this the Rams? Is this Kurt Warner? Is it too early Kurt Warner in the Rams?
I don't think it's quite that, Chew, because the Rams literally came out of nowhere. At least we knew. It's not like the Rams made the playoffs 6 out of the previous 7 years before this happened.
Okay, fair.
You know, and again, was I expecting everything that's going on as we sit here on July 22nd? No. Did I expect this team to be better than 83 wins? Did I expect this team to be battling for a playoff berth? Yes, because that's what this team has done every year since this streak started back in 2018. That's just what they do. Everybody underestimates this team, and then they rise to the occasion. Again, was not expecting for us to be knocking on the doorstep of potentially George Webberger's tomorrow. This is the second longest winning streak in team history, officially.
But you know,
officially,
what?
They won 13, part of team streak in 87, won 12 in a row back in 2018, but that was 8 regular season games into 4 postseason games. George Webb still honored the 12 in a row and served up 90,000 free hits.
Hold on, let me just get this point in. What I don't understand, because I live in Tampa half of the year, And Tampa gets the same kind of market, right? Mm-hmm. Tampa gets more credit than the Brewers at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
They're always like, Tampa's, you know what? They're going to be good.
You got to keep an eye on the Rays. Yeah.
But the Brewers don't, and they should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think that'll change?
I hope it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm cool with everybody underestimating this team. Because you know what, Chu? We know that they have one of the best front offices in all of baseball. We know that their coaching staff is fantastic at developing talent. We know that they've got a manager who's great at making in-game decisions.
Okay.
Like, so go ahead. Keep underestimating the Brewers.
All right, back to George Webb.
Okay.
Because we were talking about it earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth, because, you know, they get close and everyone talks George Webb.
Yep.
Is it worth the advertising? Let's say they win tonight,
mm-hmm.
free burgers.
Yep.
How many burgers did they have to give away last time around?
So the last time around, based on the quick research that I did this morning, they gave away 100,000 vouchers and then handed up 90,000 burgers. This was after the playoffs because you need time to plan for this, right?
Sure.
It's not like all the George Webb. There's 20 George Webb locations throughout Milwaukee.
Yes.
And it's not like they've got all these burgers on hand. So you've got to prepare for it. You got to get the vouchers out. You got to pick the day.
So
do all of that. But
so their cost, not what they charge,
mm-hmm.
their cost is around what, would you say?
I have no idea.
A dollar?
Okay,
Josh?
So
I think it's $2, two and a half.
No way. No, not what they charge, their cost.
Yeah, no, I'm talking because you got to figure labor,
yes.
you got to figure in transportation, and then you got to figure raw
the
materials.
Product.
Yes. So I would say it's probably $2.
$2, so that's hitting them for 180 grand.
But also, you got to, some people will just show up and claim their free burger with their voucher, right?
Yes.
Other people are going to spend money on
yes.
other things as well.
Well, I'm just saying, is the juice worth the squeeze?
I would say the amount we've talked about George Webb's, the amount WTMJ's talked about George Webb's, the amount that they will be featured on news stories, and the amount that the people in the community by word of mouth will share them will quadruple, if
you
not
think
more,
so?
The actual value of
okay.
what they're giving away in burgers. I think the fact that they've been able to brand themselves as synonymous with Brewers win streaks has
yeah.
been something that has paid dividends.
Because this
right.
isn't the first time people started thinking about this.
Right.
When the Brewers won 8 in a row earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
Oh, man, we're four away. Four away from free hamburgers. Obviously, that one fell by the wayside. In 2021, they won 11 games in a row. Got right on the doorstep.
Yeah.
Couldn't cash in, but people
okay.
were talking about it. Some more statistics. This from a Journal Sentinel story that has been tracking the winning streaks from our guy, J.R. Ratcliffe, who always does such a good job with like the random stats and the random stuff that can happen around sports. So in 1987, when the Brewers won their 12th, obviously won a team best 13 in a row then, the restaurants handed out 168,194 hamburgers.
Wow.
168,194 free hamburgers. To meet the demand, then over, David Stamm ordered more than 25,000 pounds of ground beef, went through 2,868 pounds of onions, in addition to 367,180 slices of pickles.
Wow. Yeah, you need to plan for that. You can't say back the truck in.
I don't think you just have that on hand.
Will you guys go and get your free burger?
Yes.
Joshy?
Yeah, there's one.
There's one right across the street.
Yes.
Is there really?
Here in downtown Milwaukee, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's one, so it's super easy. I don't even know when they hand out the vouchers. That's the issue.
I don't remember, or I don't have any
so
reference.
So we should have asked our guy Steve Scafidi.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Scafidi, a host over on WTMJ, was talking about it. Steve helps out with Green Bay game day during the season. Huge Packers fan, obviously a big sports fan as well. He said that the two times that George Webb has done this, he did not get the burger. He just collected the voucher, and he still has the voucher. So I should ask him how they go about, like, do I have to go into a George Webb, pick up the voucher, and then...
How long is the voucher good for?
Well, it's probably good for just the one day.
Oh, really?
I'm guessing.
Oh, the help can't like this.
I guess I don't know 100% how. I don't remember how it works.
I have to imagine it's an all-hands-on-deck type of day.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody come in, We're going to be slammed.
Imagine the grill guy. Just throw them all off.
Just keep making them.
Holy cats. Well, I'm suspect now that you just destroyed everything
what?
When it comes to jinxes.
But like, so how do you not feel
I might
good?
Lose my superstition now if it happens.
You know who's on the mountain.
Yes, I know that, which makes it even worse.
What do you mean that makes it worse? I'm excited. Like I was a little nervous yesterday, and then Brandon Woodruff continued to shove. He was fantastic yesterday. I mean, when he finally gets the training wheels taken off, it's going to be a great thing.
Look, when we went into Indianapolis and played the Colts,
yes,
the Colts were like 2-13.
Yeah,
we were good.
You guys went to the Super Bowl later in the year.
Yes. Okay. No chance we were going to lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
No chance. No chance.
Yeah.
We lose 38-37.
Yeah.
And the cop bet his buddies that if the Colts win, he was our escort to the airport. He would stand up on his motorcycle and ride for like 200 yards. So he was in front of our bus.
Yeah.
When you lose a game like that,
yeah,
no one's allowed to talk. No one's allowed to talk. And I'll never forget it. The cop stands up on his motorcycle, is going, and everyone in the bus stood up and was looking out the window. Even Holmgren was like, holy cow, that is embarrassing. The fact that he made that bet against us was not a fun week of practice.
Not great. Not great. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. It's how you get a hold of the show. People are excited about the Brewers. I don't know if they're more excited about the burgers. Doesn't matter. We're excited. Let's go out to Mike in Oak Creek. Mike, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, back in 87, they didn't do vouchers.
You just showed up?
At all. Yeah, you just showed up. As a matter of fact, I was going to UWM at the time, and about 6 or 8 of us carpooled. We hit about 12 to 14 of the darn things.
No, that's great.
That's just
awesome.
And the worst part is, I hit 2 more on the way home.
Wow. That is wonderful. All right, now I get why they have the bounce. Yeah.
So good.
Oh, if I was in college, exact same thing. Well, we would be road tripping.
Well, what restaurant did you guys almost put out of business?
Ground.
Yeah.
Well, they shut down the all-you-can-eat wings.
Because Chewy's football team showed up.
Because the old line
BC
showed up. Yeah. And I had 62. The winner of it all was, because the winner didn't have to pay.
Yeah.
I think he had 128. Big linemen. Yeah. Shut it down. There was no more all-you-can-eat wings.
Well, yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
And there was like probably 8 of us. I mean, we probably had close to 1,000 wings just gone. And it was like $6.99.
I can't believe they had enough wings for you
It was
guys.
A Tuesday. I'll never forget. It was like a Tuesday night from like 4 to 6.
Chris in Milwaukee, you're up next. How excited are you? We're on the doorstep. Miz versus the Mariners tonight with burgers on the line.
I'm excited. You guys excited?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you guys are talking about the cost, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know how you go to a golf event, and if you get a hole-in-one, you get a free car?
Yeah.
Well, like they have those special insurance policies that are very low premiums, just in case something like this happens. I'm sure George Webb says the same thing.
Oh.
Get an insurance policy on it. That makes
really?
Sense. That, I guess that would make sense.
Yeah, they probably do it every year, just in case. And there's a small premium that they've been paying every year since the last time it happened in 2018, and 20 years before that since 1987. And if it happens, it pays off.
Okay.
I think that makes sense.
So that's how they're doing those. You see these.
Yeah. How do you not know this? Josh and I, we're not savvy businessmen. You got businesses all over the state.
Because I had a policy when I went into 1 year because I was going to be a free agent.
Yeah,
so I bought a Lloyd's of London.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like $30,000.
Yeah.
You know, just to protect the contract. I never thought of that.
Oh, Chef Ed. He were just texting in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Work part-time. Already offered to help the George Webbs on third.
I love it.
Well, I'm hoping that's the one that we would go to, Chef Ed. So maybe Joshy and I, if it happens tonight, we'll be getting a burger from Chef Ed. We've got a lot of things we need to get to today. We will get back to George Webb. We will get back to the Milwaukee Brewers. But there was a big signing by the Green Bay Packers yesterday. It's Tuesday. It is the eve of opening of training camp. Jason Wilde joins us next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field. He changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros in Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Top of the morning to you, gents.
Before we get to Zach Tom and all things Packers, I want to know if a young Jason Wilde back in 1987 consumed one of the 168,194 free hamburgers that was handed out by George Webb's in the first George Webb predicts 12 straight wins for the Brewers promotion.
I ate more than one.
We already had a caller said he hit 12 of George Webb's before the vouchers.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, there was one on Forest Home Avenue that was probably a mile and a half from the house I grew up in. So, yes, we made sure that we made a trip over there. Now, that's funny because one of the reasons why when I take the girls to sporting events, we do not leave early is because of that streak in 1987. We were at the Easter Sunday game.
When number 12.
And we left early to beat the traffic because that's what my parents always did. So I got to hear Rob Deere and then Dale Swaim go yard on 620 WTMJ in the car. And think, why did we leave early? They've won 11 in a row. We couldn't stay for, got to beat the traffic. Got that long commute to the south side of Milwaukee. Not that I'm bitter at all. Not at all.
Well, Jason, Zach Tom has no reason to be bitter. 4 years, $88 million, largest signing bonus for an offensive lineman in league history. So if this was always the plan, why did we have to go through the charade of him being in a position battle?
I mean, it's going to look really bad when Anthony Belton beats him out and you got a $30 million signing bonus sitting on the bench. Gabe, I don't have a good answer for you on that. I don't know if, maybe there was some mixed messaging. Like, I don't understand it. Or maybe they were trying to make it seem like, hey, I know, Rashid Walker has started 35 games for us, but look, Zach Tom's got to compete too, even though he really didn't. So, I don't know what their thought process was. It was farcical from the start. I obviously made fun of it plenty, including yesterday when I retweeted the Tom Pelissero tweet and said, I sure hope he wins that starting right tackle job or something to that effect. So, look, he's a really, really good player. Chewy knows that. I mean, the fact that this guy tears his pec in the offseason, can never get that strength back during the course of the season, and has his best win rate, his best Pro Football Focus grade, finishes third in the All-Pro balloting at right tackle, like, the guy's a stud, and let's not forget, and Chewy certainly knows this, like, when you're not a first-round pick, and I know first-round picks don't make what they did back when they were getting astronomical numbers without having played a single down, but, like, dude was a fourth round pick. Like, he hit the performance escalator from the league, so his base salary this year was going to be $3.4 million. But while that's a lot of money to us normal people, that is peanut money or popcorn money for NFL players. Like, that is you're paying one of the best right tackles in the league, like, very low money. And so he needed to get this security. You know, you got to make sure that you've taken care of yourself. And I'm just glad, because he seemed very earnest in saying that he did not want to sit out or, you know, kind of conjure up a phony injury so he wouldn't be on the field on Wednesday. So I'm glad it got taken care of.
Jason, do you anticipate Elton getting his deal done fairly quickly?
Yeah, Chewy, I just don't know, and my prediction skills are not the greatest. And so, you know,
What I don't understand, Jason, that he doesn't want any more money. He just wants it guaranteed. So are the Packers kind of playing hardball because they don't really want him around next year and they don't want to guarantee that money? I just don't understand what the big deal is.
Yeah, I don't either. And I had a couple people on social media getting after me for being too whiny about Elton or too anxiety-riddled about Elton. Look, I like Elton. He's one of my guys, and there aren't that many left, right? I'm recruiting new guys. But, you know, let's remember that as a vested veteran, his salary for this year gets guaranteed after he's on the roster for the opener.
Mm-hmm.
So, to your point, I honestly believe they want the flexibility of he's going to turn 30 on December 26th. We know they don't want 30-year-olds around here. The only two they have at the moment are Brandon McManus, who turns 34 on Friday, and Matt Orzech. So it's basically the kicker and the snapper. So I think they want the flexibility to say, hey, this didn't work, and we're going to move on from you. Now, I don't think that's great for your locker room morale.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that's great when your general manager says, we think this guy is an all-pro center, but we're not willing to guarantee the money existing on his contract to some degree. Like, he's not asking for all $18 million of 2026 for his base salary to be guaranteed either. Like, it doesn't feel like a big ask to me.
Yeah.
And then, look, you still have the freedom to then say, yeah, this isn't working, and we drafted this young guy that we like in the 2026 draft. We think we can start right away at center, so we're going to let you walk in free agency. Like, there's no... What I don't understand is you add a couple of dummy years to the deal to spread out the guaranteed money you give them, and then you cut bait with them if you want to after the 26th season. This is a guy who tore his ACL a few years ago, so he definitely wants security and some measure of, hey, I know I'm going to be here this year and next year, and then if these guys move on from me, fine. I'll go find another gig somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, what are the most important things for training camp now? Is it just the joint practices? Is that when the people that most fans care about are going to be getting in their best work?
Yeah, I mean, look, I love that you guys have heard me say this every year. I love preseason games. I love the third and fourth quarter of preseason games. I know Chewy didn't when he was being forced to play.
Yeah.
But I love those guys that are fighting to keep the dream alive. Like, that's what I love about one of the aspects of storytelling that I absolutely love about this job. And so I'm as dialed in now to those parts of it as I am to other parts of other games. I really am, because you just never know when a Kevin Case-Fahorn or a Tremont Williams is going to come out of nowhere and find a way to make a team, right? Aaron Mosby did it last year. So I love that part of it. But from an actual, like, work perspective for these guys, yeah, it's all about the joint practices. And I will say this about joint practices, because I'll never forget Rodgers bad-mouthing them before they'd even had one with the Texans in 19. And I'll be honest with you, that's one of the things that just added to Goody not really liking him and not liking his whole aura, was that he was bitching about that from the jump. But if you remember, they were going to play the Bears in the opener that year, and there was concern about Chuck. He's the coach of the Colts for a while.
Chuck Pagano.
Chuck Pagano was the defensive coordinator for the Bears, and his brother John Pagano was on the Texans staff. And so, and this is why Rodgers, as much as he complained and maybe went about it the wrong way, was 1,000% right. They held back, LaFleur held back a bunch of stuff. They were very vanilla, like it was a preseason game with what they did offensively in the joint practices, because they didn't want John Pagano telling Chuck Pagano everything that they did. Well, what the heck's the point of that? Like, the whole idea of the joint practices, your quarterback should not, could not, would not get hurt. And you can run your stuff because it's not on film for the rest of the league to see. Now, I think they did a better job with the Jets a few years later, certainly with the Patriots. The Ravens came in last year. So I think they did more of that stuff, and that makes it way more productive. But, yeah, it's those practices. It's the handful of padded practices. Like, these first 3 days, I'm excited to see what happens, and I'm excited to have something new to talk about that I actually see happen. But the truth of the matter is, it's going to be a lot like OTAs these first 3 days. Like, it's this ramp-up period, you know, this is why Chewy and Tausch, I don't know about Nortman because he was a punter, but all these guys are so jealous of these guys now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that you guys went pads morning and afternoon every day for the first 4 days.
Yeah. Brutal.
And then you got to day five, and it was a big deal because you had a special teams practice in shells in the afternoon. Like, these guys, I swear, they do not know how good they have it compared to you old school dudes.
Jason, is Quay Walker on the PUP list contract related?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because again, you're taking it to an impressive level if you get an orthopedic boot and you're on one of those put your knee on the pad
on the scooters?
Yeah.
And you're scooting around. So we're able to get into our offices again starting tomorrow. We got booted, and I'm very appreciative to have an office, not only because it's a great place to do radio shows, it's also a great place for me to put all the bobbleheads and all the stuff Paula doesn't want around the house that doesn't fit in the radio studio in the basement anymore. But we were kicked out of there, so we were down by the media auditorium, and the players were using the third locker room that they built for soccer games and stuff, which is right by where our offices are upstairs. And so they didn't want us in our offices when these guys would commute from that locker room downstairs over to the meeting rooms in the main area while they were renovating the home locker room. But it meant that, like, for instance, I was standing outside the media auditorium when those guys were going to meetings, and lo and behold, here comes Quay Walker on one of those scooters, which I would have never seen otherwise had he stayed out of the locker room when we were in there. So it is clearly legit, I assume, and I don't know this for certain, but I assume from the ankle injury he had that he missed the last three regular season games and then played and not particularly well in the playoff game, I'm assuming he had some sort of surgery. Hopefully we get to talk to Quay and he's in the locker room tomorrow, but I'm guessing that's what it is. I don't think I'm holding out for a contract, but I did see that Jordan Schultz reported that they have been talking to Quay about an extension, which, again, I'm not the president of the Quay Walker fan club, but I am a member. I think we saw what he's capable of, and they have the potential of being really good when they have him and Edger and Cooper on the field. I think he turned a corner in this defense, and then he hurt his ankle. So I think he's worth keeping. I know there's people that disagree with me, and we'll see if they do it, and if they do, how it works out.
Jason, appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you on Thursday after training camp is officially underway.
I am looking forward to it as well, fellas. All right, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center, it's the only place to go for that ring. Best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. It's what I did. And that reason, the helpful team that D&D and the Dancing Machine has put together over there. Maybe you know what your significant other is looking for in a ring. Maybe you don't. Hey, bring in some Pinterest stuff. Take a look at our Pinterest page. Bring in some of those ideas. And the team at the Jewelry Center is not going to lead you astray. They're always going to point you in the right direction, whether it's a naturally mined diamond, a lab-grown diamond, whatever it comes to. When you're looking for that engagement ring, Jewelry Center, they've got it. Check out the inventory online, shoptjc.com, or any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee, of course, only at the Jewelry Center. And when you head over there, tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I just figured if I got the yellow ones from Mexico, I could slip those in without her. Did you know the Viagra in Mexico is yellow?
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Wait, could you just paint it? You just drop it in a little food coloring?
You probably
color
could, like
egg?
An egg? I'm going to try that.
Easter has a new meaning in the Chimura household.
On 94.5 ESPN.
There goes the runner. The pitch is a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Backhanded by Ortiz. Long throw to first. Oh, my goodness, Joey Ortiz. Deep in the hole. He backhanded it, jumped, and threw. And it was a long throw to first. He threw a strike to the chest of Vaughn, and he got him. And Ashby is out of the inning. Wow.
He might not be happy with Joey Ortiz at the plate, but it's hard not to be happy with him in the field. Making plays like that. Brewers have won 11 in a row. One away from that George Webb free hamburger. Tonight, 8:40, first pitch, over on 620 WTMJ, the Miz is on the mound. What are you chuckling at?
You just keep digging yourself deeper and deeper.
What are you supposed to not talk about it? We do a radio show, Chewy. We got to let the people know.
No, I know. But when you're up 14-0 at halftime, what's the first thing the coach says? Hey, this is 0-0. 0-0. Approach it that way.
Yeah, but I'm not playing.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Guess what happens when I'm in the stands and my team's up 14-0 at half? I'm feeling good.
Okay.
I'm grabbing another beer.
If I could go out there and throw 103 miles per hour, I'd be doing it. But I can't.
You can.
Is that fast? Is that fast?
103?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a big difference between like 96 and 103?
Yeah.
Not in a car.
There's a giant difference between 75 and 80.
I don't think so.
Like growing up as a kid, I remember the first ones throwing in the 80s, mm-hmm. they might as well have been throwing a million miles per hour.
Well, just think about it this way, Chew. So you just said 96 to 103, jump of seven, yeah. Right? If you're just watching a baseball game, you see 96, oh, that guy's humming. You see 89?
Yeah.
Soft thrower.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the winds of a hurricane are 91 or 98. Okay, like, okay, all right. You know what I'm saying?
You just said winds of a hurricane.
Yes, which I've had.
But there's baseballs flying at hurricane wind speed.
Yeah, but so is 91.
I don't know if that comparison's working for you.
When the baseball only has to travel 60 feet, 6 inches,
yeah,
that extra 7 miles an hour gets on you quick.
Let's not forget that he releases it 7 feet closer to home plate
so
as well.
So, if I stood in the box,
yeah, you wouldn't.
What would 80 feel like to me?
100.
80 would feel like, because again, it would feel like it's moving pretty well right now. 80 would be like, oh, all right.
This is where I'm having a problem.
Okay.
You want me to tell you where I'm having a
please,
problem?
Please. I always want you to tell me where you're having
is
a problem.
Is golf a difficult game?
Yes.
I played 2 times in mm-hmm. the last 2 years and went out and shot a 39.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that hard.
I mean, 39, objectively, is not very good.
For someone that hasn't played?
Sure, for someone who hasn't played, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
In this specific situation where you've catered it to yourself, it's a pretty decent score. What happened on the back nine?
Why every time I do something short of amazing. You guys just crap all over me.
It's not like you broke par.
What do I have to do?
Break par.
First pitch at 103, knock it out of the park and go, all right. Okay, on to the next.
But I'm trying to figure out what your problem is. Because you just asked, you go, here's my problem. Is golf a difficult game? I said, yes, it is. And then you did that. So what was your follow-up to that? Because we're talking about baseball.
Or did you just want to talk about yourself? I just don't.
Well, yeah, that's easy for you
like
to say.
Like Ashton the idiot thinks that if he was sitting in goal and I had 10 kicks, I would score 9 out of 10. And the only reason it wouldn't be 10 out of 10 because I'd miss the net.
Yeah. But
if I shot 10 times at Ashton a penalty kick, how many times do you think I'm scoring?
Yeah, I mean, I'd set the over-under at 7.5.
When was the last time you kicked a soccer ball?
Last time I played golf. I haven't kicked a soccer ball in years.
I mean, I will bring this up since we're talking about you and your athletic endeavors. You were getting worked. Last time I saw you play basketball, you were getting worked by Craig.
That's a lie. I beat him.
What? Because you started doing things like, oh, you have to stand and grab the net.
What's wrong
and make,
with?
And make the layup.
There's no rules. Why wouldn't I do that? Right, Josh?
I mean, you've catered them specifically.
Why can't you ever say just yes, Chewy, you're right?
Because that's not you're not playing a game. You've changed the rules. You're doing the classic I win.
There's no rule that says you can't do that.
Sure, but I mean, I think we would all agree.
What do you mean you win? Yeah. I had a hand just like that before. I didn't win.
Because I win.
I'm just saying, yeah, 103 would be fast. I'm just trying to gauge on how difficult things are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like if you stood in at 103, I don't know if you're seeing it.
Really?
It's moving quick. It's going to get on you.
Would I find 85 quick?
Yes.
80?
Yes.
You're wrong.
When's the last time you stood in a batter's box? Exactly.
20 years ago?
Yeah. That's a long time.
All right.
That's a long time. And maybe back then, 80 wouldn't have been as quick. When you haven't stood in a batter's box for that long, all of a sudden you're holding the bat in your hands. You go, oh. Like, do I think you could stand there after a couple of pitches, go, okay, I kind of get this? At 80, yes. At 90, no. At 103, 0% chance.
So what would be tougher? Hitting a ball at 95 in a game or shooting a three-pointer in an NBA game and making it?
95.
Really?
Yeah.
Josh, you agree?
Yeah, I'm with you. Because we can put you in a corner. We can get confused. You get an open shot. You'll knock
me down. Obviously, the biggest thing I would fear is getting hit by the ball.
Yeah.
If I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't know that.
If somebody throw 95
tell you what,
in
if it happens, that guy's getting charged.
I think I could give you now.
With the bat.
Well, and because here's the thing in basketball. We put you in the corner, and we kick you out for an open three in the corner.
But in a full Pfizer.
You're not.
But in a full stadium
game. Yeah, sure. You might be embarrassed, but you're not getting tackled. You're not going to be hit. It's not going to be a physical thing that's going
to
hurt you.
I think we could give you now until the end of time to hit a home run off a Mrs. Slider, and you never would. 98 with movement. No idea where the ball is going to be.
I totally agree. But if I know it's down the pipe.
Yeah, eventually you're just going to time it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Do I think you could touch 95 if we get a pitching machine and it's just dialed in and you
could
get
you
unlimited
swings? Could you return
a
punt in a full NFL stadium?
No.
Well, I could.
Yeah, I would hope so. You played in the league for damn near
a decade.
I'm just saying. Could not. No, yeah. I would die.
Yeah,
like, no. I'm not one of those people. Like, I'm sure Strofe is one of these people, but I've never heard someone be like, oh, yeah, I could get 5 yards rushing in an NFL game. Guess what? No, you couldn't. Not going to happen, pal.
All right, chances of you hitting the green at TPC Sawgrass on 16, full crowd.
Full crowd?
Yes.
Would
that be the easiest thing for you? Or would it be playing baseball?
No, I mean, hitting that green, I haven't played baseball in almost 20 years at this point. I mean, when I played in Division III, we had a guy who threw 95. Like, there was a guy in our conference that threw 95. Now, most were kind of sitting upper 80s. The really good one could touch the 90s. Jordan Zimmerman was different.
Yeah.
He ended up leaving Division III after his junior year and got drafted in the second round. Eventually signed a $100 million contract.
And you played against him?
Played against him.
Did you make contact? Point.
I flew out to left.
That's fine. That's...
Yeah. You're one crazy. At bat, I flew out to left.
No, I'm
I
getting a hit. I'm getting a hit. I'm getting a hit. I'm getting a hit.
A hit against 103.
No, against 95.
With what? Like the first time you step in there?
No. Put it on the jugs machines. Let me see what 2095s look like.
I don't think I could do that now, Chu. Like, I did that when I was 19, 20 years old in training to play baseball every day. Like, you're not standing in there with a bad knee that you can't rotate on and you were complaining about playing golf on and going to be able to plant it and drive and hit a baseball.
Did we just discover something here?
What?
Chew and Strofe have a lot in common.
Yeah. 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 It's a big problem, Chew.
Is it? It's contagious.
Big issue, buddy.
See, I was waiting for, all right, we could set it up. I'm like, nah, I'm out. Like you said, all right, we'll get a jugs machine, we'll throw it at 95, and we'll do it.
Oh, see, yeah, you're not going to do that, though.
Talking about it's much easier.
I mean, do I think I know enough people where I could set that up?
No, I don't want to.
In fact, I bet I could set it out close to your home.
I want to leave it right where it's at in my brain. I want to leave it right where it's at.
I know enough people where we could probably set something up and do something at not at the Doc Hounds game, but out at that facility.
You ever kick a field goal?
Like, in a game in high school?
No, just ever kick a field goal.
Oh, yeah, like in practice in high school football, yeah.
So, could you do that? Would that be the easiest? 45, packed stadium, perfect snap.
No, I couldn't kick a ball 45 yards.
Yeah, you could.
No. I could not. I know you could.
You could. Could you still?
Left foot's the plant leg.
That one gets a lot of force.
It's a lot of pork going on that knee suddenly.
I'll pass.
Hey, you'd come back with one knee.
I'm convinced I could say anything on the show that is like 100% doable, and you guys would be like, no, can't do it.
No, like, good. I believe in you in a lot of athletic endeavors. You played professionally in one of the hardest sports for almost a decade, and you had to retire because of a neck injury. Like, you are, without a doubt, one of the most athletic people I know.
But I'm just
saying. But there are certain things that your football skills don't necessarily translate to 30 years later when you're in your mid-50s.
But it's one thing to do it in like a practice setting.
Yeah.
When it's another thing to do it in front of a packed stadium.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yes.
Like, if I were to pay, going back to Sawgrass, if I went to the 17th green at Sawgrass right now, like, there are going to be nerves just if there's nobody around, because it's like built up in such an iconic shot.
Yeah.
That green is huge, like, but I think I could hit it. Like, I'm very confident it is a 90% chance I hit it.
All right.
You put people in there,
yeah,
it's like 50-50.
Okay. I like that.
You know? So, but I... Yeah, your irrational confidence on some of this stuff is...
I'm a little delusional is what you're saying.
It's Strofe-esque.
Well, I think it's the weight room.
Also, to do what you do, you have to be a little...
You know what it was?
Couple screws.
I can tell you what it was. I mean, you want me to tell you what it was in a heartbeat?
Yeah.
You got all these kind of punky kids in the gym. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Punky kids, a little bit. And...
Punky kids. How old are you?
Yeah. And I blew my elbow out, right?
Uh-huh. When you were... So you're going through your bursa issue.
And I was told never to do 315 again. Had to do it. Had to back them off. Had to back them off.
When did you do this?
Thursday.
I thought...
My elbow kind of hurts,
too.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed.
But I did it. Back off.
You know what?
It wasn't a suggestion.
Back off.
I was...
What are these kids coming up to you and going, you're not benching all that much?
Nah, they just walk around in their tank tops. I'm like, okay,
let me show you kids.
Yes.
These kids probably aren't even noticing.
Here I thought.
So that's where the false confidence is coming from.
Here I thought our guy actually learned a lesson when he blew out his nurse's sack. Because he talked about when it happened, like, oh, I'm just putting on too much weight, trying to show off, my kids were right, now I can't lift weights. And here he is, 6 months later. Not even 6 months later.
No. Don't tell Ann.
She knows.
Don't. Well, because I had to get an MRI.
Yeah, I know. This ailed you for months.
I might need another one.
You became rather ornery for like a couple months.
Terrible.
I do want to clear something up on the Carblue Stalk and text line, and we have to get a break because we're very late. From Colin on the Carblue Stalk and text line, Chewy isn't as bad as Strofe. Strofe couldn't do a cannonball into a pool. Now, Chewy is infinitely more athletic than Strofe. What we're talking about is the irrational confidence to do things.
And the degree of ease at which Chewy seems to think.
But at least I explain it away. He doesn't explain it away.
Chewy has, to me, a foundation for the rational confidence. There's a foundation there. Because, again, he played in the league for 9 years. I don't know where Strofs comes from.
Yeah.
But you guys, again, I'm not saying it's, you know, if we're doing a Venn diagram, I'm not saying it's just two circles overlapping.
I get it.
There's a little touching there.
It overlaps more than you'd like.
we need to go break.
Milwaukee just got hotter, announcing the buys of summer event at Ewald Automotive Group. Get the lowest prices guaranteed on new vehicles. Ewald will beat your best price by $500 or they'll pay you $500 cash guaranteed. With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, you'll be sure to find that perfect ride for you and your family. 11 brands, 10 locations, one easy experience. It's always been easy. That's why I've trusted Ewald Automotive ever since I've come to Milwaukee. I won't go anywhere else, and once you deal with the great people at Ewald, you won't either. Don't miss the Ewald Buys of Summer sales event going on now. See dealer details, expires month end, always starts at ewaldauto.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thesaurus.
What's a click below dumb?
You. No.
That's fine. Whoa. No, that's what I was getting
at. Good pop. Good pop.
That's, no.
Unnecessary.
I'm not dumb. I'm one click below dumb. We need to find out what that word is.
Don't you want
to
be one click above dumb?
Oh, that's right. I'm one click above.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Do want to send my condolences to Josh DiMaggio.
Josh, he died?
Yeah.
What happened?
If I would be sending condolences to his family if he died. Sending condolences to him if he was dead.
Okay.
That would be,
not going to get very far with that.
Tough morning for our pal.
What happened?
Joshy?
I've got the email I've gotten, let's say, the previous 10 years from Augusta National. Rejection to the lottery of attending the Masters in 2026.
I'm still alive. I have not gotten my rejection email yet.
I rejected them.
Yeah. It's one of the things that bothers me about you. Yeah, it might be the only thing that bothers me.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah, there's some other things too, but this one the most.
I didn't realize that you wanted to go to Augusta so bad.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, it's like one of those bucket list sporting event things you can do.
All right. You want me to just pile on and be a Richard?
I mean, I don't know why you're asking.
What
usually
else
did
I
just
expect
do
from you here? Yeah.
We're going next year.
What?
Yeah. Sorry. Was that raining?
How?
Is that raining why? On your parade? Because we can.
Yeah. This is just.
He knows people who know people.
Right. And you're going to come back and complain.
Oh, of
course. It wasn't that great.
Too hilly.
Yeah.
My Can we
knees
go?
Hurt.
Can we go? We're going with the Spaniard.
They didn't have the right wine.
Yeah. These sandwiches are terrible.
My bread was soggy.
That was kind
of... The price is right, though. Prices are cheap for the food.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, again, is that going to stop you from complaining? Absolutely not.
No.
But you got to invite from the Spaniard.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong for me to hold resentment for Gabe if he gets to go twice before I go once?
Absolutely.
So how does it work? It's just you got to put your name in to get tickets.
Yeah, so you go in, you select how many you'd like for each day. You can do up to 4 for practice rounds, mm-hmm. and then 2 for the actual tournament rounds. And then it's just a lottery system from there.
See, now deep down, I would give my tickets to him because I really don't want to go.
That doesn't really help Joshy because we both know, we all three know that you actually can't do that.
Yes, I know, but I'm just saying.
Are you saying that because you want to seem like a good guy? Or are you saying that because you actually mean it?
I don't want to go. Why would I want to walk and be around crowds? And you got to, do you have to dress up?
You have to dress up, but like, you know, shorts and a polo.
Can I wear flip flops?
Collar.
I wouldn't wear flip flops.
We'll see.
Well, I wouldn't wear flip just because I would want something more supportive on my feet for the amount of walking you have to do.
See, that sounds like work to me.
I mean, it's wearing shoes?
No, walking. I can't just sit down somewhere.
You could absolutely.
I mean, you could if you want to. You could just sit down somewhere.
But I know you. You'll be bored in no time flat.
Oh, guaranteed.
I mean, also, if you go and sit down in one of those grandstands, you're going to get uncomfortable quick.
Because they're not made for 6'6"?
No, they're not made for you, pal.
All right.
They're made for the more average person.
Yeah, I'm not super excited.
See,
I don't run the household.
This is
what?
Yeah,
I'm just telling you the truth.
You're gonna get some good swag, though.
Yeah, you're bringing us back swag too.
Okay, what do you want?
Hats.
Well, we'll negotiate. We'll negotiate our prices.
Sweatshirts.
Off the air.
Yeah. All right.
We'll do that. Zach Tom is a rich man. More on his contract extension. 2 minutes. Jen David Chury.